Chapter 103. When I got home, Rodri was there. Rodri is the man who works for Father, helping him do heating maintenance and boiler repair. And he sometimes comes round to the house in the evening to drink beer with Father and watch the television and have a conversation. Rodri was wearing a pair of white dungarees which had dirty marks all over them, and he had a gold ring on the middle finger of his left hand, and he smelt of something I don't know the name of, which Father often smells of when he comes home from work. I put my licorice laces and my Milky Bar in my special food box on the shelf which Father's not allowed to touch because it's mine. Then Father said, "And what have you been up to, young man?" And I said, "I went to the shop to get some licorice laces and a Milky Bar." And he said, "You were a long time." And I said, "I talked to Mrs. Alexander's dog outside the shop, and I stroked him and he sniffed my trousers," which was another white lie. Then Rodri said to me, "God, you do get the third degree, don't you?" But I didn't know what the third degree was. And he said, "So, how you doing, Captain?" And I said, "I'm doing very well, thank you," which is what you're meant to say. And he said, "What's 251 times 864? And I thought about this, and I said, 216,864. Because it was a really easy sum, because you just multiply 864 times 1,000, which is 864,000. Then you divide it by 4, which is 216,000, and that's 250 times 864. Then you just add another 864 onto it to get 251 times 864, and that's 216,864. And I said, "Is that right?" And Rodri said, "I haven't got a bloody clue," and he laughed. I don't like it when Rodri laughs at me. Rodri laughs at me a lot. Father says it's being friendly. Then Father said, "I'll stick one of those Gobi-Aloo sag things in the oven for you, okay?" This is because I like Indian food, because it has a strong taste. But Gobi-Aloo sag is yellow, so I put red food colouring into it before I eat it, and I keep a little plastic bottle of this in my special food box. And I said, "Okay." And Rodri said, "So, it looks like Parky stitched them up then?" But this was to Father, not to me. And Father said, "Well, those circuit boards look like they come out the bloody ark." And Rodri said, "You're going to tell them?" And Father said, "What's the point? They're hardly going to take him to court, are they?" And Rodri said, "That'll be the day." And Father said, "Best to let sleeping dogs lie, I reckon." Then I went into the garden.